Welcome to Inside Hillcat Nation, a different look at RSU Hillcat Athletics. Now your host, the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We welcome you to this edition of Inside Hillcat Nation and happy to be previewing the women's basketball season today. We remind you to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform as well. And to start off the show, getting to talk with some of the players, joined by three players from the RSU women's basketball team today, and they are...
Hi, I'm Kat Christian. I'm a senior and I'm from Crothersville, Indiana.
Hi, I'm Alicia Brown. I'm a sophomore from Leavenworth, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Zoe Whiteley, and I'm a freshman from Fort Gibson, Oklahoma.
Glad to have you here today, ladies. Thanks for being with us. The season is so close to being here now, and obviously it's nice to be able to start at home, isn't it, Kat, for you? Are you just counting down the days every day, or are you trying not to really think about the start of the season yet?
I'm actually really excited for the season to start, despite COVID. I was injured a lot last year, so I only got to play in probably 10 games. So I am just really excited to get back and be with my teammates, my new teammates especially, see how the season goes. And, you know, last year, you know, we struggled a little bit, but I'm ready to get on the court and see where it goes this year. So.
And Alice, for you, after completing your first year, how exciting is it to be coming back for your sophomore year and just to get things going?
I'm very excited because, especially with this new team, we have a lot, like, as y'all could tell, we had a rough season last year. So this new team, I feel like we're going to be a lot better. And, like, hopefully, actually, I know we are, win a lot more games. So I'm just really excited to see what the season brings. And besides, like, COVID, of course, I'm just really excited.
And Zoe Whiteley, for you, it's got to be exciting and maybe a little bit anxious to get your first collegiate game.
Yes, for sure. I'm super excited. I'm ready to just see, like, what it's all about and what it's like. High school basketball was really fun, but I'm super looking forward to this.
Now, Kat, you mentioned just a moment ago about your injury and you had to sit out quite a few games last year. But in this program, it seems like when players aren't able to play, they're still just as excited and energetic as, you know, the people who are playing. What is it about this program that makes that culture and makes it so special?
I just think our coaches, they held us to a new standard. I mean, especially this year with everything that happened last year. I know we've come in really excited. They've hyped us up. You know, they've actually set like a tone this year. You know, we're going to be together. This is what we've got to do, especially with COVID. You know, people are, you know, getting in quarantine, and the best we can do is stay around each other, stick together. And, you know, me as a person on the bench last year, I learned a lot from just sitting. And I'm a very energetic person. So I love all my teammates and I want to see everybody win. So that's my biggest attribute that I could like contribute as much as I could and keep the energy going on the court. So,
and having your season, you know, cut short last year, was it just a big sigh of relief just to get back on campus and know we're going to be playing? There is a schedule.
Yes. I was excited to get back, especially living 5-6 months, you know, in Indiana with my parents, you know, coming back and seeing all the new girls and, you know, being with them and being around Coach Bent and Coach C and Coach Pitts. It's just been great being back, especially from a senior year. So,
Alice Brown, for you, it was a very busy freshman season. You averaged the second most minutes on the team. You played in all 28 games last year and just a huge role on this team. How were you able to hit the ground running? And just, I mean, it seemed, I went on one of those first road trips with you guys, like to Kansas City, and you put on a show in front of a lot of your hometown fans there in Kansas City at Rockhurst. So how were you able to kind of come into the collegiate level and just be prepared?
Honestly, I was really nervous. And I came in with this mindset, like, I wasn't going to play. I'm a freshman, so I'm not going to get a lot of minutes. But after I got past that whole thing, like, you're not just a freshman. I decided, like, hey, it's time for you to play and step up. Because, first of all, we only had a team of, like, what, 11?
Eight.
By the end of season,
because
7.
We were all hurt.
Right. But so I had to, like, just get past that mindset. It was fun, especially in Kansas City. You know, that's my home right there. That's my home. And, like, seeing everybody show, like, come up is like, man, I can't embarrass myself and suck out here because you don't hear it from everybody, especially Leavenworth people and Kansas City people. But it was amazing. I had a great freshman year. I mean, of course, we wanted to win more, but still, it was just a great environment. And I love my teammates, every single last one of them. They didn't treat me like a freshman when I first came in. They just treat me like family. And they got in my butt, too, at the same time. I loved it. But, yeah, it was a great freshman year.
And for those who don't know, Alice's older sister, Alicia, a vital member of the Hillcat team. And growing up, was it you know, good for you looking back on it to have an older sibling that much older to kind of help you be prepared to play against, you know, older or bigger, more physical players maybe?
Oh, yeah. I know Kat can tell you, like, in practice, Alicia used to tear me up. Like, tear me up. I can make the smallest, like, turnover, and she'll scream at me all the way from the other end of the court. And I'll be like, man. Anybody scream at me, and I'll take it. But when she does, I'll be, like, tearing up and getting, like, frustrated because I'm upset. But I loved having her there, especially I had her in high school 1 year, and having her in college 1 year was absolutely amazing.
Now, speaking of transitioning to the college game, Zoe Whiteley, you come from Fort Gibson High School. What has it been like for you transitioning from the high school to the college level so far in the preseason?
It's been really different. Like, our high school team was really intense, too, and we had some great years. I won a state championship in high school as well, so it was very serious. But, like, here it's just so much more intense and faster paced. I really like it because I like playing fast, so I really enjoyed the intensity in practice and how loud it is. That's something that was a big difference for me coming in. Like, the first day of practice, I immediately noticed, like, wow, like, everyone's yelling, everyone's clapping, and the coaches were on us hard and just yelling and keeping the intensity up. I really liked that part of it a lot.
Was there any worries in your mind coming in of, you know, I don't know what to expect as far as, you know, competition level or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely nervous for sure. Just, like, finding where I was going to fit in and just see how I would be able to go against my teammates and, like, if I could handle playing at this level and everything. It was, like, it was nervous. Like, I was nervous about it, but now I'm getting more comfortable the more and more that we go on.
When you first got here, did you connect with any certain player or a few players right away? Anybody that you just buddied up with immediately?
I don't know. I really liked everyone, but someone who I kind of hit it off with is Lily Garner. Me and her have a really similar personality. And I had met her before because she's in the Presidents and Leadership class too as well. And I got that scholarship. So I had met her before. And she kind of just helped the first couple of days show me, like, where to go, what to do, what was going on. So
we're talking with members from the Roger State women's basketball team, and they'll kick off their season on November 19th at home at the Claremore Expo Center. Let's talk about the Expo Center for a second. And Kat, Christian, what did you like about the environment at the Claremore Expo Center and seeing that in your first year last year?
Yeah, when I came, I originally started at a Division I, and it was, you know, relatively big, but not as big, I would say, as the Expo. It just felt like a breath of fresh air when I walked in. You know, I just, like, especially when you're playing there, the atmosphere of everything and having the crowd there, it just feels like home and family. When I walked in, I just was like, oh yeah, I'm so glad that I chose to come here, because, you know, Hillcats, like, the Hillcats are amazing. Like, and I love our fans. I love our family. I love being there to be able to practice. The floor is amazing. So the atmosphere of the Expo is just, I thought we were going to be playing in Bushy Head for the longest, but I was like, thank goodness we're not playing in Bushy Head. But I'm glad that we have two facilities, but Expo always have a special place in my heart.
And Alicia Brown, we just talked about your older sister Alicia being there. You got to come to the Expo and see her play when you were still in high school, correct?
Yes, I sure did.
What did you think of the environment as you were seeing it, but while you were still in high school?
I loved it because she came from a JUCO, Hutchinson, and, like, Hutchinson has this crazy nice, like, gym. But when she came here, I saw it too. I was like, man, she just came from two nice gyms, so it's just amazing. I honestly fell in love with it, and plus the people there, it just felt like the people were just really homely. And, like, they were just really, like, sweet. So every time you walked in, like, oh, you're number 10, sister. I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah. So I loved it. It was cool.
Zoe, what about for you? You grew up in, you went to Fort Gibson High School, for those folks that don't know. But so not too far away from Roger State. But the first time you were exposed to the environment at the Expo Center, what did you think?
I was really impressed by it. Like, I came and watched them this past season when they played Northeastern, and they won that game, and they looked really good that game. And it was just like kind of like what they said. Claremore's kind of like it's a decent-sized town, but it's also small. So, like, it's like a homey feeling, and everyone supports everyone. And there was, like, you always hear, like, college teams don't have as many fans or as much support as a high school team. But I definitely would say Rogers State does, for sure. Like, Claremore definitely supports them big time, and I think that's super awesome.
Well, you just mentioned one of the most exciting games of the year last year, the Northeastern State game. And, of course, you know, joining the MIAA and Northeastern State being so close, it kind of went without saying that that's going to develop into a rivalry quickly. But when you play close games like that, it helps put some heat on that. Aliche, did you feel that rivalry last year when you were playing the Riverhawks?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. Because the first time we played them, it was like before Christmas break, we lost pretty bad. So first of all, we were like, we had to get them back for that loss because we were not in our A game. So the second time we played them, I don't know if y'all heard it, but we were saying, yes, sir, at the end of the game because they were talking all this stuff the whole game, but the energy was there definitely from the beginning because, I mean, we don't do well people talking stuff, so we took it, and it was a great game. It was great energy. I loved it.
And, Kat, what about for you in that rivalry? What do you remember, you know, going back to that game about how the environment was and just how tight that game was?
Well, personally, I didn't get to experience NSU either time because I was hurt and then I had a family emergency. But from my experience of knowing NSU, I wanted to be there, but I watched it online and I was like, oh my goodness. It's like, you know, Aliche and Zoe already know me. They know that, you know, I'm really feisty when it comes to like things like that, but I'm excited to be able to actually play them this year, stay uninjured and healthy. So, yeah, I know that's a big one for us to win this year. So,
and last year, the first year, of course, being a member of the MIAA, and there's some really good road environments too, though, right? I mean, there were some very interesting and fun places to go to.
Oh, yeah. I can't even remember, like, you guys played, I wasn't there for one of them, but it was the one team that was like number one in the conference, and their gym is like huge, and they have the most fans in the MIAA.
Did you guys, State and Fort Hays State? Both.
Yeah, did you guys get to go to Fort Hays?
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard that one was huge, but I didn't get to really travel. The only one I really remember is going to like Rockhurst, but yeah. I'm not even sure if they're really
Fort
in
Hays
the MIAA.
And Missouri Southern probably like the biggest crowds. Like I feel like in Emporia, of course. Emporia's always deep.
Yeah, Emporia had a decent sized crowd coming with them when they came here last year to play us. So, yeah.
And Aliche, what for you going into those environments? Does it kind of give you a little bit of extra adrenaline going when it's a big crowd like that? You know, and the people are loud.
Oh yeah, because you have their student sections, and I don't know if y'all know these student sections and band sections are terrible. And like, man, I know the Emporia game. I fouled out. And I was sitting there, like, they're sitting, like, saying, walk, 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 and then sit down. I was like, dang. I was like, I get it. Like, I fouled out. But it makes you want to play harder, too, because if you score, you won't look at them and be like, yeah, I just did that. You know?
Zoe Whiteley, we mentioned just a moment ago, you played at Fort Gibson High School. You won a state title there. Very successful program. Do you feel like, you know, playing at that high level and now getting to experience, at least in the practice environment, the college game, do you feel like, you know, playing in that tough environment, it kind of helped you maybe adapt a little bit quicker as you've gotten here to college?
Yeah, I definitely do, actually, because our coaches at Fort Gibson were really, really, really tough on us. Like, on our breaks, we would get, like, the holidays off, and that was it. And so it was, like, I mean, it was super serious, and it was kind of a lot of pressure because, you know, they have the record of most consecutive trips to state and everything. And so every year it was like when that time rolled around, it was like, okay, it's go time. And I don't know. It was just we took it like super serious and it was super intense and fun. And I just think that the intensity of that has helped me in practice so far and just in workouts and working hard and just like that mindset and that type of character.
Kat, you've been a newcomer in multiple programs, so you know what it's like to be the new face there in a program. now being, you know, a veteran and experienced, how do you kind of help the newcomers, both freshmen and transfers, you know, fit into the program?
I'm just a very welcoming person. When I first met Zoro, I was just like, hey, like, I, you know, when I first meet somebody, I'm going to be 100% me. I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to, you know, I'm loud. I'm, you know, I don't really, you know, Leche knows, but I don't really care. Like, I just come up, I'm going to hug you. I'm going to, you know, be want you to be, like, welcome as much as possible. And when the freshmen and the transfers came in, I had already, like, talked to some of them because we got each other's numbers and we were in a group chat. And so I already got a feel for all the girls. And I had already told them, like, I warned them. I was like, hey, I'm going to make you uncomfortable because I'm just going to be in your face. I'm going to be like this. But I think I also bring that into practice as well. And I've been able to make them comfortable. And, you know, I'm not the type of person to take it easy on anybody. But I think that our relationship, because of how I approach them, like, our team dynamic has grown a lot because of that.
And this team, I know, is very tight. There's a lot of things that go on within the athletic department as a whole in terms of community engagement. But what have been some of the events that you've enjoyed in being out in the community so far since you've been at Rogers State?
Oh, one of my favorite ones is when we had the Special Olympics last year. I can't remember what school we were at, but it was so sweet to, like, see all the kids come out, and Coach Bent was dancing with some of the little kids, and we were having shooting contests, like, running drills. I think that was one of my favorite ones. And then we had, like, a little camp we held at a place in Claremore, right? Alicia, you remember that when we had, like, little drills we were doing?
Oh, yeah.
That was really – it's just really nice to be able to interact with little kids and see the younger generation and show them, like, you know, we're basketball players, and allow them to, like, see and develop their skills. And that's some of my favorite stuff that I've ever done when I've been here.
Alicia, you've told me this story before, and it's been on air before, but I'd like for you to tell it again. There was a very special moment you had with a young fan last year. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. So after the NSU game, I met a girl named Regina. And she was she's, like, in between homes right now, so she was staying with her guardian. And this is a rough time for her. And she told Carly, she used to play here, she was like, who's number, like, 12, number 12? Like, I've been screaming her name the whole game and stuff. And her guardian told me that. And I said, oh, like, for real? Like, a freshman? Me? And she was like, she started crying when they told her story and stuff, understood that. It was just amazing to know, like, me, a small person, number 12, can actually impact somebody like that. Like, I didn't think I thought a senior or junior deserved that, honestly, or maybe a sophomore, but a freshman is, like, getting that from, like, a girl her age, she's, like, I think 10 or 12, it was absolutely amazing. It made my day. I told my mom and dad, said, hey, you know, somebody actually looked up to me, and they're like, what? I said, yeah, I'm only 5'7", I'm 5'6", I don't get it. She's, like, half my size. So it was just amazing. It was, I still stay in contact with her, too, actually, so I got her this big behind stuffed animal for Valentine's Day. That gave to her, a guardian to give to her.
So sweet.
It was amazing, though.
How special is it to you to know that, you know, hey, after that experience, there might be somebody watching me every game that you know, I'm an example for?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, man, I better start having a better attitude and stuff and, you know, something. Because you never know. Anybody could look up to you. They could be older than you and look up to you, honestly. So it was just, I loved it.
Kat, what are some of the things when we look at, you know, the newcomers and how it combines this core group of players. What are some of the things you see that you really like so far in practice about this year's team?
Ooh, that's a good one. I love the energy that we bring this year, like, compared to last year. You know, we were really down last year, injuries and, you know, getting used to being in a new conference. You know, it was a rebuilding year, really. And we got a feel for everybody, and then some of our seniors left, and the new people came in, and they really showed up with some maturity. Even our freshman that came in, very mature, came in and just buckled down and said, hey, I'm going to do this. I don't care if I'm a freshman. Just came in and, like, every day they come in and they work hard. Everybody, you know, last year we'd get in a drill and, you know, we'd be going forever in one drill. This year, you know, it's like we get in a drill. We might go a couple times, but we rally together in the middle and we're like, let's get this. And then we get in and get out. Like, I think we just get in now and we do our job as much as we possibly can. And that's one of my, you know, I love the fact that, like, Coach Bent and Coach C and Coach Pitts, they did really good. Like, I always compliment them. I'm like, your recruiting was on point because the girls you brought in are just amazing people, and I enjoy them outside of the court as well. So,
Alice, along the same lines, what do you see in practice so far from this year's team that really stands out to you as being the positives?
First of all, we have a lot more people, so I think that's the best part. No, but it's a really good team as a whole. Everybody had good attitudes, like, the first day, and everybody worked hard literally the first day. You know, when we did Miles, first of all, we talk about Miles, we talk about Zoe. That girl take off.
Yeah,
she does. She has, what was your mile, 6 minutes or something?
6 minutes, 20 seconds.
I was sitting there like,
that girl,
man,
was lapping us.
I honestly say, you have a freshman pushing us, like, upperclassmen. Mm-hmm. It's great. So, honestly, it's been a great practicing with the new people and, like, all together. This new mm-hmm. team is great. I just like it. Yeah, but we don't have no problems. I don't think we have any problems.
No,
we just have everything
like
together. And if we're down, somebody's going to pick us up.
Yeah, and you know how girls are. Girls, you know, basketball, you get good in basketball and you want to get into it outside. But
honestly,
this year, like, there's been, like, none of that.
No,
we really enjoyed each other, I think, and especially, like, team bonding as well outside. Like I know myself included, I'll just go upstairs and go up the elevator, check on each room, and then come back down. Hey, guys, I just want to say hi. Like, that's just kind of, you know, the dynamic this year. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Zoe Whiteley, you already talked about how welcome you felt by everybody when you first got here. What about the coaching staff, Zoe? What do you like so far about this coaching staff?
I really like all the coaches. Like, that was one of the main reasons that drew me here, was just they were all just super awesome people. And then now, like, seeing them in practice, I love how, like, intense they are. Just, I love the intensity. I like to be coached, and I like to be pushed. I want to be pushed to where I will work harder or show me what I need to fix. Like, that doesn't bother me at all. And they're all really good at that, but doing it in an encouraging way, too, as well. They're super good at encouraging us but pushing us in that way.
Do you feel like the competitiveness, you know, of this program and Alice, for you, like, when you bring in a new group of players, it can be maybe challenging sometimes to figure out what everybody's role is through the first four or five games or so. But do you feel like that's a good thing when you have, you know, so many players that are able to contribute in different ways?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing, because you honestly can't put one person down as a certain position. I learned that because I'm playing more of a two guard this year. And I love playing the point guard, don't get me wrong, but it's just like, you have to know every part. And for other people to do that too, is just, we need that, because you never know what's going to happen in the game. Somebody can foul out, and we need somebody to step up to a different position they never played before. So I think it's good. I just think that's good.
And Kat, for you last year, we talked about your injury and how it sidelined you for the majority of the season. But when you're able to kind of have a different vantage point of the game and these players, if you look at the silver lining of that, were you able to identify strengths in players and see them in maybe a different way than if you were on the court and see now, okay, here's how I can work with this person, or here's how I can set them up for success?
Yes, 100%. I mean, I don't even know how much film I watched last year and how many games I just sat back and I'm talking to Coach Ben. I'm like, isn't she supposed to, like, do this and this? And so it was like, I'm kind of like it kind of felt like I was an assistant coach, like, and they made me feel like very included. They didn't, like, you know, push me towards the end of the bench. I sat next to them during games, and it was just like Coach Bent, Coach Pitts, Coach C, and then me, and they would give me a clipboard. I would look like an assistant coach, and I would just be like, girls would come out and I'd be like, hey, you need to make sure you're doing this. And I you know, I got a really good feel for it. I felt like you know, the coaches and the girls still, like, made me feel like I was still a part of the team, because it was rough. I mean, nobody wants to go through the mental aspect of going through not being able to be there for your team, but I still feel like I was there in an aspect. So,
we're going to take a break on Inside Hillcat Nation, but thank you very much to Kat Christian, Alice Brown, and Zoe Whiteley for joining us. The women's basketball season gets underway on Thursday, November 19th. When we come back, we'll talk to the head coach, Kyle Bent, right here on Inside Hillcat Nation.